Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York City, and I'm broadcasting tonight from my bright red desk, and I'm waiting for my cohorts, Heather and Mark, to join me. And what we do here on Access Astrology is we talk a little bit about what's going on in the heavens and how to work with that energy, and then we also take calls from listeners with questions. So feel free to settle back, and let's just talk a little astrology until my cohorts arrive. There's one just arrived. I can see them coming in. That's looks like it might be Heather. Is that Heather or Mark?
Hi, this is Heather. How are you doing?
Hi, Heather. How are you? I just started.
Good.
I just said we're getting ready to talk. So talk. Tell us what's going on out in the wilds of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Not Minnesota.
This is
wherever you are. You're far away.
Montana. Nowadays. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful day, actually. Got up to 40 degrees and all the snow melted, and which is not bad at all. It is elk season. The hunting season has just opened up, which I have a really hard time with. But I know that that's part of life here. All the deer seem to know that they can come to my house to hang out and be safe because they're all around us.
No one's going to shoot them if they go to Heather's. I like that, Heather.
Right.
You're going to be the deer, the elk in the deer sanctuary. That's a great job.
I remember once being in a hunting town in Colorado in hunting season, and all the deer came in town and stood in front of all the hunters' wives at the hotel and sort of thumbed their noses.
And they said, yeah, go ahead and shoot me now. Shoot me now.
Right.
You're going to shoot your wife? You're going to shoot me, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well,
they're
very
smart.
In downtown,
I mean, they're not at all stupid. So they kind of go, you know, this is that season where those people come after with the large machine gun things, and I think we need to go hang out by Heather. I love that you've been there
like
less
the
than a year and you've already become an elk sanctuary, you know?
And the whole world could use a sanctuary as the shootings proliferate.
Yes.
Around the country.
Mm-hmm. They do seem to be growing in number. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be interesting. I see Mercury coming to conjunct Saturn 3 times, and that it turns retrograde, does it again, goes back over it a third time in Sagittarius. And it feels like, you know, there's intense new news coming out from Oxford about global warming, and we're talking about the ecological condition as well as guns and how, you know, the excuses that we use those, that people need those for hunting, but that's not why they have it.
They don't need
the conversation is going to be pretty intense.
You don't tend to shoot down a whole herd of deer. You shoot down one deer, and then you're supposed to take it home and eat it for dinner. You're not out there to slaughter a herd. It's, you know, it's ridiculous.
Right.
But, you know, I'm not a gun. I mean, actually, I have gone to learn to shoot a gun because I thought, well, the revolution is coming. I need to know how to handle a firearm. So that part, I believe in, you know, we should know how to be able to shoot something. In case somebody wants to shoot me or throw me a gun, I need to know how to run it. But I also am, we don't need machine guns, no. So, wow. Yeah, and it is an intense week this week, so we are going to see some more crazy stuff. I do find, though, it is increasingly, you almost get a little inert. There's so many killings, and I wonder
crazy
if there's
things,
a little part
right.
of us that when that happens, we lose, you know, we lose a sense of humanity. We go, okay, how many die? Oh, only 6, so that's not worth really paying. You know, and I guess Trump, when he Twittered this time, he had the wrong town. So, you know, the Twitterverse got mad at him, because he didn't even know where the shooting was. You know, it's become that common.
I didn't know what state it was, right.
Yeah, I didn't know what state it was, right. And, you know, it's kind of like, really, that, you know, because we become so inert. I remember that scene in Schindler's List where the guy gets up in the morning and he just shoots somebody dead in the street. And everybody just kept walking. Nobody stopped. Nobody did anything. It was kind of like, well, I wasn't shot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think we lose something when that happens. Or we are losing something on some level. So
it is,
and this week
intriguing. Mm-hmm.
No, just it's hard.
And this week,
you know, 'cause, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So this week has some hard aspects.
Mm-hmm. And,
we have that full moon in Scorpio. Pardon?
Oh yes, coming up. The last week's Saturn-Uranus trine, which was, I think it's interesting that today they have put in 5 articles of impeachment in Congress.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard that.
And, yes, they just announced it. And it, now we'll see, saying that they believe that Trump has violated the Constitution.
For what?
And as Saturn trined Uranus. And mm-hmm. there was also several earthquakes last week as Saturn trined Uranus, almost exactly. And
right.
none of them were terrible ones, except the one in Iraq and Iran on the Iraq-Irani border. But that always the metaphor of the earthquake, whereas if there's lots of smaller ones, then the big ones don't have to rip us apart.
Right.
But it's mm-hmm. still that sense of movement where we may have been feeling stuck for the last... Oh, since the last election.
Right. Now we're suddenly moving again, or we're feeling
mm-hmm.
like we can move
mm-hmm.
again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I think is important. You know, it's part of the gestalt of the moment is things are really moving, and we're going to really feel once Saturn gets out of Sag in a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
We're going to really start to feel the whole new energy of Earth and how we want to
mm-hmm.
create. So it's a big time. We also have Venus and Jupiter meeting up this week, which is a lot about what's of value and
mm-hmm.
new value story beginning. And then we have the Sun and the Moon meeting on the weekend. And I don't know if you've had a look at that new moon chart, but it's a pretty potent one. So I was like, wow, I wonder how
yes.
this is going to show up, because it's a very strong new moon. So.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you been
and
seeing in terms of your people coming
mm-hmm.
in?
I'm feeling a lot of, I'm getting actually an interesting slew of new clients that are wrapping up some old issues before they start a new phase in their life, whether they know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're contacting us. And I feel, you know, Pluto's moving forward now. Saturn's about to go into Capricorn. There's a feeling that we are wrapping up one phase of our life, and then we don't yet know what the next one is, but we can sort of begin to smell it.
Right. And feel it on some level energetically that it's starting
mm-hmm.
to arrive. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the key is like what, you know, it's not necessarily clear what it is. But it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got that. There's the energy of arriving. And, you know, in that same sense of, like, new stuff arriving, you know, you go, ooh, new presents or new boxes getting shipped.
Right.
I came in from dinner tonight, and the little room downstairs where packages are received was packed full to the gills. And I'm like, oh, it's the holiday season. Everybody's starting to get their stuff shipped. But it's like the new beginning,
mm-hmm.
you know. And a lot of people are really
mm-hmm.
feeling like they have to wrap stuff up. Or that stuff
mm-hmm.
is just kind of finished on some deeper level. And
mm-hmm.
We don't always know where we're going, but we do have that sense of, gee, I had one client who's just shredding stuff. She's shredding and shredding and shredding.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I just feel this compulsion to shred this stuff. I need to get it out of my life. I don't even know why
yep.
I'm shredding it, but I'm just feeling like shredding, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it's good.
And I think that sense of clearing the decks is
yeah.
an important one. Now, with Mercury retrograde through most of December
mm-hmm.
Until December 22nd, it is good to shred and prepare. And, you know, I feel like the burning any loose papers, clearing the air with friends and family now through Thanksgiving, because December can be pretty complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can clear it now, you'll be more ready to, you may be less thrown off by that Mercury retrograde.
Right.
Even just a local version of it.
Right. Well, I do find with Mercury retrograde, especially when it's like now at the end of a sign,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's going to retrograde and really take us on kind of a quick trip through what our Saturn and Sag journey was all about. Kind of like the Cliff Notes version, or, you know, at the end of the movie where they kind of fast forward you forward, or they say, hey, remember when this and this and this, and you're kind of like, wow, you know, what happened to this one? What happened to that one? And it's that kind of energy where you're going to be taken on a little review of everything you've worked on, done, or tried since the beginning of the Saturn and Sag, which was September of 15. So it's got this kind of finalizing, but it also is finalizing to remind you, go, okay, remember all this stuff we handled? And a lot of times when you do that, you know, it's kind of like a year-end review, except it's a Saturn review. You get that year-end vision of, I really did do a lot of stuff under this one. You know, I didn't realize it, but I did accomplish a lot. Pardon?
We do have to remember that, because Saturn is going into its own sign and coming to conjunct Pluto.
Yes.
So there's a lot of work around personal authority, control, government, governing ourselves and our organizations. The work we've got a lot of work coming up in the next couple of years. So it's important to do that review and go, yeah, I handled this. Yeah, we did that.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned this. Yeah, I understand that now. That's now part of my skill base, part of my skill set, and something I can deploy in this new chapter. Because we forget.
An extreme version of that. I just got back from a few weeks in New Mexico sitting with a friend of mine who is at probably the last 1 or 2 months of her life. It still looks pretty good because it's a blood cancer, but she has almost no energy, and she's working very hard to stay alive and see family during the holidays. And here she is in her, you know, late 60s, looking at the last few weeks of her life, and because someone gave her the gift of a DNA test, she had been adopted, and she forgot all about it. And she asked me, like, oh, could you just check on that for me? It's been months. I went online and found 2 half-siblings, one from her mother's side and one from her father's side. And she's never been able to find anything out about her family. And suddenly she has brothers and sisters. And the stories of her biological family, and so do her children. So it's been a really fascinating unfolding.
That's fascinating that right at the end of her life she finds these people.
I know.
But she
was like, why now? I said, but how great. Well, she had looked and looked, but none of them had come on the DNA. She didn't do a DNA test and do the DNA matchup until this year. This fall.
Okay.
And they weren't on the DNA matchup until this fall.
Wow. Okay.
You know, one of them had just found out about her because when his father died, he went to the safety deposit box and found her birth certificate. The other one had no idea. But when her name showed up, they went, I think that's my half sister.
Wow.
So it has been fascinating. It's a great story to watch. But it really has been a chapter review of her life, given her a chance to try to figure out what do I tell these people about who I am. And getting
a missing piece of information.
Leaving. Right, exactly. I mean, speaking of chapter review, and, you know, she's conscious enough, very active Sufi meditator to be able to take a step back and look at this whole process.
Well, that is really a pretty powerful story. Just as you're leaving, you find out your family.
Right.
So did she find out why she was given up?
Both of her, I mean, dad went on to Harvard Law. Both of them were young and, you know, just 20. And they was, you know, one was, you know, Orthodox Jew. One was Catholic. And they, their families didn't approve. They both were in college, and they weren't ready to have a child. So they both waited 18 years to have another child. Which is just a really interesting story.
Which is a really nodal return. So they were like,
yes, it is. Come back to the same issue. And it was the same length of time. So, you know, they didn't do it casually.
Right, right. They
and
were
from
very
the sounds of the mother, she didn't miss anything. But the father was a was a loss. The brother said, "Oh, we left home as soon as we could too."
Oh, really? Okay.
So yeah. So, but it's been such an interesting story, and so I'm looking at that. You know, Mercury retrograde often brings up information of the past, and it, you know,
yes.
Mercury just went into its shadow. So
mm-hmm.
we're already going to be feeling those slowing things down.
Yeah. Slowing things down and saying, hey, let's talk about this. Remember this? And again, because Mercury's also out of bounds, which makes mm-hmm. him tell the story in a way that is perhaps a little shocking somehow, or that has
mm-hmm.
kind of a quality to it that you go, well, this is a kind of out-of-bounds story. It's not following
mm-hmm,
what
mm-hmm.
the normal rules would be because it's kind of running its own story.
Right.
And Pallas Athena, who's the justice goddess or who works and helps us
mm-hmm.
see patterns, is also out of bounds, but she's retrograde. And
mm-hmm.
so as she's heading back into Aries, she's going to come back and join Uranus. So we can expect some really interesting revelations from her
mm-hmm.
as she moves back across into this section
mm-hmm.
and kind of says, let's wake this up. And we also have a
right.
Mars-Pluto square this week,
mm-hmm.
Which is often war or legal matters, but it also
yes.
can be, you know, how do we handle it? What do we do with it? What's that energy
mm-hmm.
look like? Because it's, you know,
and then
as
Mars
of the new moon
opposes
past.
Uranus that first week
huh?
in December.
Yes,
then Mars
totally
opposes good. Uranus that first week. So it's a feisty couple of weeks here.
It's a feisty couple of weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when we have this
well,
energy,
our president
people go, well,
as many people as he can.
Right,
mm-hmm.
we go, well, you know, how do we work with this energy? And the best way to handle it is really to just go, okay, I'm feeling a little extra juicy or a little extra
mm-hmm.
wild, and so harness the
mm-hmm.
energy to do other stuff rather than
right.
fight with people. You know,
right.
say,
it's
okay,
like
I've got
combustion
this extra
engine.
Yeah, I've got a combustion engine. How do I work with it so that it's productive rather than disruptive? And
right.
that
I don't
you can
have
totally
to
turn that energy, especially if you know you're having it.
Mm-hmm.
But it also makes people a little cantankerous, or better way
mm-hmm.
to say it with Mars and Sag, you actually taught me this one. I think I always credit you with it is. When, you know, Mars and Sag is, you go, well, do you want me to tell you what I think? And then the person kind of looks at you and goes, no. And you go, okay. And then you smile at
right.
them, you know, because you've, you know, they know you're going to tell them and they don't maybe necessarily want to hear it, but that's okay, you asked. As opposed
right.
to just blurting, right?
Right. And if they
yeah.
and if they go, yes, I wanted to tell you, they've at least participated in the discussion.
Right.
And, you know, we're seeing this all over the headlines. Since Jupiter went into Scorpio and Mercury in Sagittarius, there's been one revelation. People are telling stories of sexual abuse from their past like I've never seen it pour out of people.
Right.
You know.
Well, it's Jupiter in Scorpio wanting to release it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wanting to release it, wanting to be freed by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
the Mercury in Sagittarius, here's my whole story. Because Mercury in Sagittarius is in its detriment. Some people are maybe saying more than they intended to, but it feels so good to get it out and to speak
yes.
up. So I think it's really going to be some interesting change. And
yeah.
as Saturn goes into Capricorn, but then also conjuncts Pluto, I think it really works on shifting what it's okay, what the patriarchy feels is okay to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's an opportunity for that process to grow up.
Right. And to do it, take a different form. Yeah.
Or crack down and be difficult, but it has the opportunity to grow.
Well, it has, you know, I also said with the Mars Libra square, this, you know, the people that are
mm-hmm.
saying, I'm going to sue, this is when the first of the lawsuits get filed. So it'll be interesting
mm-hmm.
to see who's going to fight this and who's not going to do it. And also, there's a really hard aspect this week. So there's a little part of me that's kind of worried about people that are a little unstable. So in your life, if you have folks that are running a bit of depression or running unstable,
mm-hmm.
this is a
mm-hmm.
very teetery-tottery week for people to feel kind of like, okay,
yes.
I'm a little out of control here, and you know, how do I work with this on a different level? Just recognize the energy is teeter tottery. You're not maybe necessarily going to know how you want to work with it because it's not always that clear. And that's exactly right. So then in that case, it's okay to not do anything, just to kind of sit, watch, feel what comes in, feel what your chart wants to do about it, and then understand that, you know, you can do something about it down the road a bit if you want, or you can choose to do something around it now. And also with this kind of energy, I often encourage people just, you know, Mercury's telling you stuff. You know, gather the information. It's a retrograde. He's going to go over this point three times. He enters his shadow this
week. Yeah, you don't have to
He's
going to
tell you three times. So the first time you might be mad. The second time you might be, oh, okay, that's actually not such a bad thing. And then the third time, you know, you figure out what you want. Or Goldilocks's table, you know, that you,
and that,
you know,
you
this
know,
one's.
You've made an important point there because it is also about what we want, and there's a chance. Yeah, Mercury is in Libra. It's not happy. I mean, Mars is in Libra. It's not happy in Libra. It gets a little passive-aggressive, even through these aspects. But it wants it, and it can, like, well, I see this point, I see that point. But we may find that some of the challenges that we face, whether it's, you know, we put out an idea and everybody poo-poos it, or we, you know, have an idea, that actually the challenges help us clarify, no, I really do want to do this. Or no, this is what I really want to put my energy into, what I really feel called and empowered to do in this next phase of my life.
Right.
As Mars does that square
and
opposition.
Yeah. Yeah, and if we know that, then it just helps a lot in terms of us feeling, okay, now what is the energy? Plus, the sun goes into Sag this week, next week, I guess, because we're off next week because it's Thanksgiving, unless you want to do it. I'm off because I'm traveling.
Yeah.
But you're going to take
off. I think we can take a week off for Thanksgiving.
We can take a week
even
off.
Though,
okay.
You know, and it's going to be interesting because so many control issues come up for people next week. Because
on the holidays.
That moon in Capricorn on the days before Thanksgiving, it doesn't get sociable until about halfway through Thanksgiving. And then the moon enters Aquarius, and we're ready to have dinner. But I have a feeling that the cook's control issues can be off the charts in those first on Tuesday, Wednesday, and early Thursday. So give each other a little leeway. Keep your sense of humor about it. It's not going to go perfectly. And enjoy what you can.
Right.
And know that Sagittarius, I've always thought, you know, Thanksgiving is a wonderful Sagittarius holiday. We count our blessings, that kind of thing. Lovely. Harvest holiday, the harvest fest, when the sun goes into Sagittarius. But at the same time, it's also the holiday when more family secrets pop out and terrify everybody. Or when the grandmother comes along and tells everybody their hair looks awful. Or everybody's gotten fat. That they're just, it's that foot and mouth disease of Thanksgiving. Where people just spout out and they say things that are, well, honest, but oddly timed.
Aren't always kind, yeah.
Right. No. And it can be, you know, Thanksgiving dinners. There's a reason why there's so many movies and sitcoms based on that.
Right. Based on Thanksgiving. Yeah. True. True. Because it's kind of a moment. And then if you're really pressed, you know, and you're having a really bad day, go watch the Saturday Night Live video. I'm bringing you home and we're going to have sex in my twin bed from when I was a kid. It's a very cute It's a very cute video on, you know, bringing someone home for the holiday and you're introducing them to your family and, you know, getting naked in the bedroom. So I recommend that.
Oh,
it always makes me laugh because it's very cute and it's, you know, it's.
I will look that up. I also love their, you know, Thanksgiving dinner where everybody's getting more and more awful and the kid keeps putting on Adele's hello from the other side, and everybody stops.
Right, yeah.
That, yeah. You know, get your song ready to roll for when you know that everybody's getting a little too honest. And if anybody says, frankly, then hit that button.
Hit that button, right. So we have time for a caller, I think, Heather?
We have 5 minutes. Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, we can do a quick one.
You want to go ahead?
Sure, let me pull up, see if anybody's got their hand raised. If you want us to call on you, press 1 and we'll call on you. They're all just sitting there quietly. Nobody raised their hand. Press 1 and we'll pick you up. Anybody want to call? We'll take callers. 347-215-8881. Nobody raised their hand. Okay. So I guess they want us to keep talking.
So on Thanksgiving, you know, we have the intense communication. Right after Thanksgiving, on that Saturday, Mercury trines Uranus, which will be good for traveling, even though it's still Mercury's enough in its shadow for us to worry about. It looks like we do have one caller calling in. And I'm just telling everybody that then take some time within on Saturday and on Sunday and Monday when the moon goes into Pisces and recover from the overextension of the holiday.
Yeah.
And then let's see. Hello, 380, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Holly, and
hi, Holly.
I was born on, I was December 24th, 1970, Morristown, New Jersey in Morris County at 5:45 a.m.
And what would you like to know about today?
I've just had like a boatload of changes happening, like a pretty major relationship ends, like in the last kind of, I'd say it's been kind of happening for a while, but I'd say in the last week or so, it's been pretty much it. And also maybe having either some job changes or possibly a promotion coming up. And I don't know, I just feel like a lot of stuff is changing. Things have been pretty hard for like the last year, and just checking in.
Yeah, just about the time that all those sex stories came out in the headlines, Jupiter went into Scorpio and started working through your chart. And there's some real, you know, that's helping you free up. You know, it's good luck for you in general because you've got Mars, Moon, Venus, and Jupiter all in Scorpio natally. You're heading into a Jupiter return. Neptune has been squaring your ascendant, so you're kind of like letting go of an old identity and who you were, getting ready to step into something kind of new and exciting. And I do think you're right. You're your progressed moon in Leo is moving towards the top of your chart. I do think that, and it's heading into a trine with your ascendant in the next month. It looks really good for promotion.
Great.
You know that you needed to create a lot of room in your life because there's new people coming in, new situations coming in. At least that's what I'm seeing. What do you see, Anne?
Plus you're having a nodal reversal. So I think of that as a kind of a title change where everything shifts and the things that are in your life that are important stay and the things that aren't leave. And your progress on coming to the node of fate, which gives you really profound choices about how you think about things. So it's really a great time to look every time you think about something to say, do I still believe that or not? Do I still believe that or not? Because you're born with Mercury retrograde, now it's an Aquarius. So it's getting a lot of, well, what actually do you believe? And so the more you can clarify that, the easier it gets. But, yeah, you're rocking and rolling. It's going to be a really busy year for you. So.
And if people leave your life, go like, one door closed, where's the other one opening? Because it just feels like there's a lot of dross leaving your life, a lot of people that – we're about the last cycle and are not really comfortable with you in the new cycle. So,
or you're not comfortable
run with
them.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, kind of a cosmic house cleaning.
Great. Yeah, that's good, because it's been uncomfortable right now.
I bet.
But mm-hmm. I also feel like at the same time hopeful. So
yeah.
Yes. I think you.
Yeah,
have
I would definitely focus on the hope,
because
that's part of what mm-hmm. this Jupiter is on all those Scorpio planets, even though they're not mm-hmm. They're not great at letting things go, because they're hanger on or planets. You know, Scorpio is
yeah.
a fixed sign. But now they're kind of like, you know, I'm actually ready to let that go. And you're kind of, mm-hmm. and then the part of you that goes, what? You're ready to let it go? And you go, yeah, I am. And that, honor that, mm-hmm. honor that space when it goes, I think I'm done with this. And, you know, mm-hmm. just bless mm-hmm. it, thank it, and, you know, shred it. Send it on its way.
Just keep one eye on your method of communication. Sometimes you have a way of sounding too in control or focused, or like, let's get this done, and people misunderstand you and think you're trying to control them when you're really just trying to control yourself.
Okay.
Or trying to make sure everything gets done, because you get anxious if there's things that are left undone. So notice if you have communication styles that aren't serving you or serve you well at work but need to be relaxed with people that you love. And that's the only pointer I would give you on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And I think we're done with, we're out of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we wish you all a Merry Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Lots of turkey and plum and pumpkin pie and cranberry sauce and whatever else you love in your turkey dinner. I know for me it is, there's these Costco, they have these turkey meatballs and teriyaki sauce that are to die for, where I go for, that's one of the appetizers we have, so. Encourage you all to find
Wonderful.
Your favorite food. And Heather,
and,
you keep saving those elk.
Yep, I will. And I'll do my best. And the turkeys, wild turkeys walk through my yard and hang out here too. We'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll be back in two
take
weeks.
Care.
So take care and have a great holiday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye.